Whether you're stuck in traffic, in your corporate grind, in your business, or just in life in general, this podcast is where we focus on happening to life instead of letting life happen to us. I'm your host, Lila Higgins, visibility coach, designer, wife, mom, and fan of seeing women just like you get unstuck. Join me each day as I talk about topics like money, limiting beliefs, and purpose. And at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together. Hey friends, happy Wednesday. I hope you are doing well on this middle of the week. You are halfway there. Good job. I'm proud of you. So today I want to chat through what to do when you have a lead, but you don't know how to start a conversation with them and they're not in your DMs starting a conversation with you. So say that you took my advice from yesterday and you spent the night crafting out your offer and deciding what you want to do and the type of person that you care about and that you want to serve. Now what? I was gonna save this action item for Friday, but I'm gonna give it to you today because I have a better action item for this Friday. But I want you to start generating that lead list. So once you've gotten to the point where you know who you're talking to and you understand the service that you can, or at least the problem you can solve and the way that you can show up for them, I want you to start making a list of those people. So it's, you know, Jen from work, it's Anne from the coffee shop, it's my sister, it's all of these people that kind of come to mind when you're leaning into and developing that person. Maybe it's someone you've already chatted with about your ideas. Maybe it's someone that you want to chat with. Just make a list. Could be 5 people, could be 60 people. It depends on how many people you know. If it's 2 people, put them on the list and continue to develop that list over time. Now, I'm not going to talk to you like the old guys in that movie. Always be closing. We don't sell like that. As women, we don't sell like that as humans who have compassion and empathy for people. But what we do is we cultivate relationships and we understand people and we listen to people and we have conversations and we develop these connections with people. And we chat through what we want to accomplish and we chat through what our goals are and what we want to see happen in the world, et cetera, et cetera. So with that lead list, I want you to start reaching out to those people. And don't think too hard about like, oh, I got to reach out to them on Instagram. Oh, I got to try and keep them siphoned into whatever network I'm on. Just reach out to them how you normally reach out to them. If you normally chat on the phone, give them a call. If you normally chat over Voxer, shoot them a message. If you chat on Marco Polo, like make them a video message. If you text them, text them. This isn't anything official yet. But I want you to start a conversation with them. And don't start by telling them. You ask them questions. You learn from them. You figure out what their problems are and how they describe them. You develop and lead a conversation forward. Not even at this point for the purpose of booking them, because you might get it halfway through the conversation and realize, oh, this actually isn't the kind of person I want to work with, or they're not exactly the fit I was thinking, or they're not ready for it at this season of their life, or et cetera, et cetera. You're going to find that as you go through the conversation and as you lead them to a decision, that there's going to be a moment where you're like, nope, not a good fit. Like, and you can bounce or obviously continue the conversation as friends, but not with the purpose or the leadership of like trying to help them make a decision. Remember that all sales conversations are just you helping another person make a decision about what they already want to accomplish, what they already have a goal to do, and where you can step in and help them. The important thing here is that you are leading them. You are reaching out to them. You are pursuing them. You are interested in what they're going through. You're listening to where they're at. You really care about them. You want to see them succeed, and you want to know kind of the ins and outs of what it would take to get them there. And you want to start to understand some of their objections to investing in a program with you, to why they haven't addressed this problem in the past, to why they, you know, might be too scared to do it now. Like, you want to know all of those things, and you want to use this conversation with these leads to help educate yourself and to help give you a better rounded idea of who this person is. So it's a simple process, but it does take time. And this is a little bit of a long game right now, for now, just because it takes some time to really learn what questions you need to ask. Just remember to keep the conversation focused on them, on their needs, their desires, their goals. You can ask things like, you know, where do you want to be in 5 years? Like, if you could drop everything and money didn't matter and, you know, you didn't have as much responsibility as you have now, what would you do with your time? How would you spend your life? What are some of the priorities that you haven't been able to prioritize? And why do you think you haven't been able to prioritize those things? Those kinds of questions. Get them talking. Get them, ask them questions that aren't just yes or no questions. This isn't like a market research call. This is a process that you're leading them through so that you can glean some information and they can make a decision. You're probably at the point where you know, kind of know what you want to offer and you're not super clear on what you want to call it or how you want to present it. And you just know that you want to serve this kind of woman in this kind of way or this kind of man in this kind of way. And you want to see people succeed in these, you know, maybe 4 or 5 specific tenets. So, you know, if you're a life coach, you want to see them succeed emotionally and relationally and physically and spiritually and all of those things. If you're a business coach, you want to see them get some ROI. You want to see them scale. You want to see them move forward in their leadership personality, and you want to see their team grow, right? So you've got kind of these basic tenets that you're trying to help them develop. But what happens when you have a conversation with people is they will tell you what they want. And then you can literally just take notes while you're listening to them. I use a transcription tool called otter.ai, and basically in a conversation that I'm having with someone, I ask if I can record it, and then I run it through that transcription software, and then I have it in copy on my computer where I can go in and edit things and kind of pull phrases that they use, turn that into copy so that I'm really speaking their language, right? I understand their problems and I can see from the outside what it looks like to be them, but to actually hear them articulate it, that's a powerful place to write copy from, because now you're speaking their language. You're inside their head. You're understanding what it means to be them and the way that they think about things and the way that they approach life and the phrases that they use and the, you know, different words that they use to describe how they're feeling or the goals they want to achieve or, you know, how they want to see the world. And you can literally use that to talk back to them and say, I see you, I hear you, I understand that this is where you're coming from and these are the things you believe, and I'm going to help you get to this new place that you want to be at. So this is not an action item episode, but if you haven't sat down to really write down that list of people that you know you can help, or even the list of people that you know you have helped in the past, do that today. Figure out who it is that you want to serve and how you want to serve them, and then put them on a piece of paper and start praying over them. Think about them, watch them on social media, kind of try to get, without being a total stalker, into their world. Because once you can do that, you can really start to build a program for them, and then you'll actually go find more people. Like we talked about yesterday, there's more people in the world than we realize, because we can't. It's like what babies experience when you play peekaboo. They don't know what's not there. And they get so surprised when you say, you know, peekaboo, because they thought you actually left. And I think that's how we are with humans. Like, we don't realize the potential and the amount of people who fit the program we're trying to build because we based it off of one person. So if there's any action you take away from today on a Wednesday, I know it's not action item day, please go just talk to your people. That's what I mean when I say, like, go talk to your people. Like, do you know what you want to offer? No. Great. Are you talking to your people? Because that's how you're going to find out. That's how you're going to be able to build something that's actually for someone, not just for yourself. Obviously, you'll benefit from it, but you have to go into business with this idea of service to others. And if you don't have that, then you just have a hobby that sometimes people pay you for. You just have an idea that, you know, you get to have, yay, but you don't actually get to share it. So think through the ways that you can share the passion that you have with other people and how you can serve them. It's a part of why business is so fulfilling, is because we get to see the ideas and the methods and the methodologies and the formulas and the mission that we have really come to life in other people and be spread throughout the world. Who are your people and how are you going to reach out to them this week? As always, I'd love to hear. Feel free to shoot me an email at Lila@TheHigginsCreative, or you can reach out to me on Instagram at Lila Higgins. There's 2 H's in there because Lila with an H, because my mom wanted to be different. Thanks again for sticking around with me. I'll see you tomorrow. This episode is brought to you by my brand new 2021 program. I'm calling it the Leap Accelerator, and it is for exiting corporate women who want to move from the traditional and expected corporate cookie cutter path into a profitable and purposeful business model, so you have the control, lifestyle, schedule, and freedom you've been wanting. Now, I know 2021 has thrown a wrench in things, and I want to make sure that you leap with confidence. So we're going to spend a whole year together helping you match your corporate salary with your coaching business. Here's the Leap promise. We're going to help you leverage the skills you've cultivated motivated to build a business model that fits the lifestyle that you want. We're going to help you earn money from your own offer creation and online brand. I'm going to help you accelerate your online content strategy so that the right people find you. And then we're going to propel you towards the woman, wife, mother, leader, whatever you've always wanted to be. This is the business in a box you've been looking for. Let me partner with you, and I'll be building your website and your brand and helping you manage your social media on the back end. And on the front end, I'll be teaching you how to show up as a coach with a specific skill set that you have worked so hard to build. And let's get you ready to leave your corporate job this time next year. To find out more information, go to thehigginscreative.com/leap and request a brochure. I can't wait to help you leap. Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Stuck. Just a reminder, here's how this podcast works. Each day of the week, we cover one of five of the most common topics that I've learned hold us back the most from creating our own dream version of our careers. Here's how it shuffles out. On Monday, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs. It's a great inspirational episode that's going to challenge your thinking. On Tuesdays, we're going to talk about finances and financial solutions to get you moving in the right direction with your money. Wednesdays, we're going to talk all about offer ideation and how to build an intriguing, well-branded, irresistible offer for your audience. Thursdays, we're going to address content and social media. This is going to be a mix of reviewing different platforms as well as content strategy ideas and inspiration. And then at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together.